Hi there, welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler. This is episode 21. Wow, can't believe we're at 21 already, but there you go. Thank you as always for downloading and subscribing to our podcast. If you have feedback or comments, podcast@sightandsound.co.uk is the email address that you can get in touch with. Now, hope you're all keeping well and remaining to stay safe during this unprecedented time of social distancing and closures and all sorts of things. It's very strange, but we are doing our best. We've been busy here at Sight and Sound. Lots of things coming up. Keep an eye on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, and of course, this podcast, where we'll be bringing you all the updates as we get them. And coming up today, we'll be speaking with Carl Braley. Carl's one of our sales team. He's a great guy, and he's going to be talking to us about himself and what he does at Sight and Sound, and also introducing us to some mobile phones. That's coming up over the next 10 or so minutes. Enjoy. Well, on today's podcast, it's all about mobile phones. It's one of those things that most people can never leave their home without. It's the device that we carry just about everywhere with us. And at Sight and Sound, mobile phones are at the heart of a lot of what we do as well. And the man to tell us all about that from our sales team is Carl Braley. Carl, welcome to the podcast.
Good afternoon.
So you're sitting in your home, very near Northampton, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sitting in my home in Dublin, and through the wonders of technology and a very new service we're trying out here in Sight and Sound, you and I are kind of together in a little studio, isn't that right?
It is quite strange, to be truthful, yes.
It is. How has the last couple of weeks, first of all, because everyone's talking about the current situation, how's the last couple of weeks been for you? Because we're all working from home. What's that experience been like for you?
It's probably the weirdest thing I've ever had to deal with. When you basically spend most of your life out on the road driving around, to then be told, oh, you can't do that anymore, it kind of confuses you a little bit, because you're so used to early mornings, late nights, four-hour drives, and all you're doing is sat in the kitchen at the dining table, looking at your laptop, staring into a webcam.
Yeah, it's been very, and it's even been strange, kind of, I suppose, communicating with customers on this new online way. And for some people, that might be a very different experience, mightn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And we also have to remember that a lot of the customers we deal with don't have access still to this digital format. They're still using the old-fashioned dial-in telephones and relying on a face-to-face meeting to actually get the information and get to see a product.
Yeah. Okay, and you've segued very nicely for us, Carl, around telephones, which we're going to come back to telephones in just a sec, because you're the man to tell us about them. But before we do that, let's just find out a little bit about you, because I know a lot of people will know Carl from Sight and Sound, from trade shows, and you're always on the stand, always helping and kind of running around, helping people out. How long have you been with Sight and Sound?
Coming up for 10 years in August, so wow. I've done my time now.
You certainly have. And you would have started, I know, doing the sales in the office, wasn't that it? The inbound sales.
Well, originally I was actually employed on the DSA team.
Ah,
but
right.
Back in those days, there was three of us, myself, Lynette and Sarah, that would do the sales inbox, sales inbound and DSA. So times have certainly moved on a little bit now. And then obviously as I progressed through, I moved then to specific deskbound sales. And we obviously had a little bit of a cabinet reshuffle. And for the last 4 years, I've been out on the road.
You must have seen some huge changes in not just the technology, I suppose, but the way that people are using technology and maybe the way that people are prioritizing the technology they use.
Oh, definitely. From when I first started, it was pretty much a video magnifier for obviously the low vision. And believe it or not, it was the Pac-Mates.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Realizing the abilities that they had in comparison to what you see now with the likes of the L Braille, the BrailleSense Polaris, and even the BrailleSense U2. It's come on, it's worlds apart. Absolutely worlds apart.
It made me think, actually, Carl, about how people still use technology. I was at Site Village London there in November. A gentleman came up to the stand and he said, "You know what I'm really looking for is a charger for my Packmate." And he was still quite happily using his Packmate for a few key tasks. And we were actually able to find him a charger. But it's amazing that people are still using that technology.
I think back in the day, it was built to last. I think everything went into what they were doing. I'm not saying our equipment doesn't last now. I just think it was produced on a smaller scale. So maybe a lot more care and attention went into the components and everything else surrounded by it. And the fact is, I don't think it was necessarily a portable, take-anywhere device. It was still in your home, not mm-hmm. necessarily in your bag being boshed around and yep. thrown from pillar to post.
Okay. Well, there's no doubt over 10 years, lots of things have happened. And if we're still here in this podcast in 10 more years, we can talk about that as well. Carl, I suppose one of the things lots of people say to me is, I don't want a touchscreen phone. I want a phone with buttons. That's presumably something you've heard a lot as well. And there are solutions from Sight and Sound, aren't there?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. To be fair, that's all we've heard. You've obviously still got a generation that don't want a touch screen phone. If they did, they'd all be using iPhones or Android system. So we were quite fortunate for Capsys, who's a French manufacturer, to come to us and offer us the chance to sell on their behalf three phones that they have now, albeit I haven't had a chance to get my hands on the third one yet. So basically what they've done is they've produced a full talking telephone system that is easy to use. You've got one that's, I put it down to being like, and I think a lot of people will be able to relate to, the old Nokia C5 that had talks on there, but this obviously now has the full ability to speak. Even for low vision, you can change the size of the text, magnification, contrast colours. The voice levels on there are really clear and exceptionally loud on the mini vision from Capsys. And it is a basic, easy to use for anyone phone.
Yeah, it's a really interesting device because it's certainly the one that I've seen selling a lot. A lot of people asking about it in the last year, and you're spot on in terms of the C5. It feels just like that. It's light, it's neat, fits nicely in your pocket. You hold that and then you hold your iPhone and you kind of wonder, God, how do I manage with this thing every day, you know? What are the differences, I suppose, between what you've been talking about there is the mini vision and then the smart vision, which is, I guess, a bit more sophisticated?
Well, they both run off an Android operating system, although the mini vision is cut down, so it only allows for basic functionality. You do still get a couple of decent things on there, like a calendar and even a colour checker. Whereas the smart vision, what they've done is they've incorporated a full Android operating system and kind of split the phone into thirds. You have a third that's the keyboard, a joystick and main control buttons, and the other two thirds are actually still a touchscreen, which is, I guess, giving people the chance to actually learn and progress on a touchscreen while still having the confidence and the reliability of the keypad below.
And because this is Android, you can then, I presume, install apps from the Play Store, can you?
Yeah, you can put on any app. As long as, obviously, it needs to have full accessibility with a voiceover, if that's what you're using. But yeah, you have no issues with putting your Facebook, your Twitter, Instagram, WhatsApp, anything on there. And obviously, with it being an Android operating system, it's fully upgradable. So whenever Android send out a new patch for a new operating system, you can upgrade the phone and the apps accordingly.
Now, people are probably listening to this thinking, you know, how do I do this in terms of maybe I'm on a bill pay or I'm on prepay? It doesn't matter because these are SIM-free, right?
Yeah, they're contract free. So basically you can ask for a SIM deal or you can get a contract SIM deal. It's totally up to you. The phones are fully unlocked and will accept any network, any contract, and like I say, any SIM free. As long as it's a nano SIM, you're fine.
One of the things that I liked, and I saw a lot of people who liked the Minivision using, was the voice activated options. So for example, to be able to speak a text message, and that uses the Google voice recognition, I think.
Yeah, it does. It's very similar to what Siri uses. It's the Hey Google option. So basically you have the facilities to press and hold, talk in anything. So I mean, even if you're doing your web browsing, you can ask it what you want to find, send in a text message. On the smart vision, that even gives you the ability to send an email via full voiceover.
Okay, Carl, there's people who are probably listening to this who might like to find out more. Maybe they want to get a demo, and we are offering online demos at the moment, so you could have Carl or somebody else with you virtually. How can people get in touch to find out more information?
Basically, we're available over the telephone, so if you call in the UK office, it's 01604 798 00, or if you have an email function, you can email us at sales@sightandsound.co.uk. Failing that, we have loads of social media outlets on Twitter, in Facebook, LinkedIn. Just drop us a message on any of those and we'll be more than happy to get back and get in touch and arrange something with you.
All right, brilliant. Carl, it's been great to chat to you. It feels very strange not sitting beside you because I've had many the nice conversation with you face to face. We'll do that again in the future, I've no doubt. But for the moment, thanks a million for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.